Sun headlines.
As I just said, Patriots take the practice field just a few more minutes. We'll be on the lookout for Tom Brady if he actually makes an appearance at the media portion of practice after suffering an injury to his right hand. In practice yesterday, Jacksonville visits Foxborough on Sunday for the right to play in the Super Bowl. Meanwhile, Bruins got a win 4-1 over the Canadiens at the TD Garden last night. Nice game from Torrey Krug. He says, yeah, it was just nice overall.
Yeah. I think up in Montreal, they came out pretty fast. Obviously, a lot of energy in their building. Tonight, I think we did a good job of pushing them back on their heels and dictating the play. So it was a nice 60-minute effort for sure.
Tuukka Rask made 21 stops in the win last night. Anton Hudobin gets the start in net tonight. No lineup changes. Kevin Miller still at home as the Bees visit the Islanders. Judd Surratt, Bob Beers have the pregame at 6:30. Faceoff just after 7 right here on the New England Honda Dealers. 98.5 the Sports Hub Bruins Radio Network. That means the Celtics are going to be on 100.7 WZLX. Just got off the phone there with Sean Grandy. He'll be calling the game with Cedric Maxwell tonight as they take on the Sixers. Headlines are brought to you by Bill DeLuca Chevrolet Buick GMC. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Solak and Bertrand.
While you work.
Pretty much guarantee a two-year deal for Brady.
You expect us to believe that?
Adam Jones wraps up the day.
And he scores.
I mean, you're talking about dominant run.
98.5 The Sports Hub. Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
So I'm back at it today. I'm here. I haven't found Jesus yet, so I'm sorry. I know
that's your problem,
bro. I was rooting for that.
Thank Jesus.
There's
one pair of footprints.
I heard that I had a 3-hour time limit to talk about this. 3-hour time limit.
Hardy and I spoke. We thought we should probably come into the show probably 11. It would take you about an hour to get through it.
You had a 3-hour time limit if you were back on Tuesday.
So what do I have now?
None.
Stop it.
I mean, no offense. I'm taking the headphones off. I got a couple of good online chess games going right now. I'm going to just focus in on this.
You ever playing solitaire?
You ever let Jesus drive your truck, Hardy?
Going home to see your mama. You're going to offend the Jesus people if you keep
doing this. I believe in Jesus.
You're
going to
keep doing
Jesus.
This. You're going to... Jim?
Jesus is my savior.
I'm not dealing with the fallout of this, Jim.
Yeah, that's not me.
Jesus is my savior.
I've already had a week.
This is what we do.
I've already had a week. I don't need this.
He could drive my truck. He could drive my McGee Chevy.
Nice plug, Zoe. Really nice.
Oh, it is?
Really nice. That's really nice of you.
You have a very nice auto.
Yeah,
you did.
I didn't make it to the game on Saturday, unfortunately, because I got crushed. Absolutely crushed on my way to the game. And I walked away, and I don't really know how.
I don't either now after I saw the video.
And I don't know that I'll ever know how. I don't know that I'll ever be able to resolve that part of it, the understanding of how and why I stood on my own 2 feet after that happened.
Jesus.
Stop it. Stop doing that. I'm going to get pissed at you if you keep doing it. Stop doing
that's
that.
That's the last one.
So you've probably seen the pictures by now. I think I put those on there so people understand what the hell it was.
Pictures ain't nothing.
Because on Saturday, as this all sort of played out on my way to the game, you could tell that, Zoe, you left me a voicemail, and I don't know, have you ever heard Zoe be concerned, Hardy?
It's
genuinely concerned or worried?
It's unsettling.
It's not in his personality. That's not who you are.
No, it is, and it's genuine, and there's been a couple of times. Look, Zoe and I have been together every day for what? 8, 9 years?
Yeah, going almost 9 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you've known Zoe for a long time, too, almost the whole time. So, yeah, we're close. We know what's going on. And occasionally something happens in our lives that, okay, you can't bust each other's nuts about this for at least 15 minutes.
Right.
You know, you got to
right.
be genuinely concerned.
Hardy gave you 3 minutes.
Genuine when Zoe does it, but it is completely opposite of his nature.
Because I have a voicemail from Zoe that I can tell you what time it was at. I'll tell you what time the call was at, in which I knew that whatever was being said, it wasn't good. You called me.
Well, there were multiple reports. Now, if like first it was a fender bender, he's going to be here, he's going to be okay. Where are you guys at? You guys are going to have to open up the show.
You called me at 5:16.
Yeah.
5:16, which is now about close to an hour after it happened. It happened right around 4:20. And Route 1, yeah. Norwood. Yep. Yeah, right. Right on Route 1, heading south, heading to the stadium, and someone drove full speed out of a parking lot into traffic.
They sure did.
Straight 90-degree angle and T-boned my truck. And
T-bone.
Can we stop just for 1 second?
It was bad. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. The actual timeline, though, and this bothered me from the beginning, your broadcast at Gillette was set to start at 5 p.m.
Correct.
You were running a little late.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I knew this. You had told somebody, you had like texted somebody.
You texted our strain.
The traffic was a nightmare.
That's when I stepped on it.
And I immediately thought, I'm like, oh, he was driving like a jackass.
Yeah, thank you.
Because he was late.
Yep.
And getting to Gillette. Now that I've seen the video, nope.
Couldn't be further from the truth.
You're almost at a stop.
Be further from the truth.
You were in traffic like almost at a stop. I'm not giving any more details because I know there.
You're just rolling in
here.
Traffic.
Yeah.
Slow traffic.
Stop and go.
Slow traffic.
Well, I term it fast traffic.
Stop and go traffic. Just, you know, stop and go. Stop. Like stadium traffic. Stadium traffic.
Stop and go. So that was not the case. And the only reason I went this way, because normally I would go down 95. It was so backed up that I said, I got to go around this. This is so bad. Traffic was so bad on Saturday. I never go this way. So now I go back and question, why did I go that way? Why I never go this way. Why did I continue to go down to Route 1 and try and get around the traffic?
Mm.
Right? Like, I caused it. Like, if I had just done what I normally do and maybe been 5 minutes later than I wanted to be there, maybe I don't deal with all this. But whatever. There's too many things to try and sort out. So Zoe was genuinely concerned in this message that he had left me about an hour after it happened. So I knew.
I heard from state cops.
That I had to get something up because I was getting in it. I lost my phone. I didn't have my phone. I knew that people were trying to figure out what the hell had happened. And I, you know, as I said, relatively speaking, I didn't die, which is a miracle in and of itself because it was that bad. And if you've seen
the guy from the Kia dealership told us that.
What?
The guy from the Kia dealership called the pregame, called it the control room 5 minutes before the pregame started and just said, this is so-and-so from Kia. Bertrand was just in an accident. He's okay, but he's obviously not going to be able to make it in. I just wanted to let you know. I don't know if you told him to tell us that or if he just did it on his own, but somebody called us to give us that warning.
I was conscious. That was a plus, a huge plus. So I was trapped in the vehicle. Took him 25 minutes or so to use the jaws of life. Cut me out of there. Get me out of there. Get me to the hospital. I did not crap myself at any point. So.
I would have.
It did not happen. It was extremely scary. I am beyond lucky to still be here. It was awful. The whole thing is awful. The aftermath of it is awful.
First responders pretty good, though, huh?
Those guys are incredible. I cannot say thank you enough to the guys from Norwood Fire and Norwood Police who were there in what seemed like seconds. It may have been a couple of minutes at most. At most, they were there.
You're probably lucky, too, that it was a game day, and they probably had more people out on Route 1, sort of maybe in the area, to where, okay, something happened, we got to go.
They were there, man. Yeah. They were on the spot in, it had to be less than a couple of minutes. They were there that fast, to the point where I couldn't believe they were there already. But they were incredible. Everything about the experience of being on the other side, because those are people that every day deal with people when they are at their absolute worst moments. I mean, that's it. That's the worst possible moment I could have had that day. And those guys are there in a couple of minutes to get you out of it, right? And they do that every single day. So I can't thank those guys enough. I also can't thank everybody that has reached out since Saturday enough, because it's been overwhelming. listeners that have come by the thousands, whether it be Twitter, Facebook, emails, coworkers, colleagues, you know, people that I do work with, people that I don't work with, even from the, you know, the near sister station that we almost became sister stations with from across the street, even from there, from everywhere. Friends that I haven't talked to in a decade that all of a sudden you talk to again and you say, wow, you know, you think you lost touch with somebody. It's overwhelming. So thank you to everybody who's reached out. Thank you to everyone who's tried to check on me and make sure things are going okay. And yeah, I'm back.
Are there a couple of people that deserve the most thanks who have been doing your job for the past few days while you've been sitting around in your jammies? Taking Advil, trying to get over the whole experience?
Nope, I'm glad I'm back because now we can actually, you know, get the listeners all back and get people listening to the show.
I guess we actually had loaded lines, I think, when he was gone.
Yeah, shows were really good, but I guess whatever, you know.
And of course, thank you to you idiots. Yeah. Yes. All three of you.
You know what? You know what?
It's kind of hollow now.
It really goes to show you.
Because I'm going to tell you, when something like this happens, the people that are willing to bust your balls the soonest, you know, are your best friends.
The game day stuff?
The people who are willing to completely harass you and make fun of you and crack jokes at your expense about the experience, you know, are your best. And Hardy was maybe first.
Yes!
He may have been first in line on that front.
It took me about 3 days, and I did the greasing jokes. I did grease beetle up to get him out of the jaws of life. He was helping him out.
You know what? You want to know who your friends are in life?
Yeah.
You know who busted your onions a little bit?
Who's that?
That very night at CBS Scene? Dan Roach.
Roachy!
Nice guy, Roachy.
Like, sinister busting balls?
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah.
Got that smile on his face.
Exactly. So pleased with his little jabs at you. So... Count him.
Wow. It's a little different when he doesn't make them to you, though. Right? When you're making the jokes when you're not there.
Little snide.
Well, he was busy, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I think he felt guilty. I think he has felt guilty because he's tried to check on me, up on me nearly every day since.
Oh, that's nice.
Now it's the guilt trip.
Yeah.
Now it's the guilt trip of those jabs.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I thought everybody on game day, though, behind the scenes, too, did a good job scrambling. We had to shuffle a lot of things, but... Yeah, everybody got it done.
No, but seriously, thank you to you guys for the last few days. Thank you to everybody here. You know, Mike Thomas and Mary Mena and everybody from Beasley and food being sent to the house. Mm. Our new boss, Mary, she sent maybe food for 100 people. Like, we could feed the whole neighborhood with
these
this.
Beasley
so why
people.
Didn't you call... I don't know. You've been kind of selfish.
Man,
I have been.
Why don't you bring... You, the very least, you could have brought some in.
All.
Sorry. Sorry.
I think we got a food drop coming today.
You're not accepting an award. You've gotten a car accident. You're fine.
Yeah.
Hardy's been kind of Hardy.
Yeah. I've been on Team Beetle on this one.
Yeah. Back to Brady's hand.
Is he in practice?
Right. CBS Sports Minute. Yeah,
there's no word yet. No word yet.
All right. No word if Tom Brady is or isn't at practice yet.
Reporter's about to head out there now.
Okay.
He's not going to be at practice today.
We'll find out momentarily. Here's the CBS Sports Minute. It is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. John Feinstein remembers the life of JoJo White.
Zolak. A little bit of badass, a little bit of salt and vinegar.
Bertrand.
Sorry, I said that weird.
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
With a little love.
It's for Tom Brady.
And some tenderness. We'll walk upon the water. We'll rise above the rest with a little peace and some harmony. We'll take the world together.
Yeah.
We'll take them by the hand. You're standing there. Your head was down, your eyes were red. No clue, I touched your head. I said, good love. And let me see you smile.
Let's go, Brady! Don't do this to me!
Walk the road a
while. Hey!
I got a hand for you.
Would you give Tom Brady your hand? If you could fix this, would you give Brady your hand?
I bet 65% of the people would.
Hold my hand. So no word yet out of Foxborough.
Zero.
Huh?
Crickets. Practice started 9 minutes ago.
Patriots jammed up Twitter over there at the practice field.
Ah, yes. Jammed up. I see what you did there.
Jim hasn't slept.
Jammed up.
What time did you get up today, Jim?
It's karma. Five. This is karma for Tom versus Time for the conversation
no,
Hardy and I
it?
Got into an argument about the other day.
Karma. Now so
Hardy
Jim
just kept saying,
karma.
Is Brady still there? Is Brady still there? Think they win with Hoyer, Hardy?
Yes.
No, they don't. Hoyer. Those looks good right now. You know it looks really good? Garoppolo. How comfortable would you be right now? If Brady was hurt and there was a question about how he could play on Sunday, but you knew that the backup, if need be, was Jimmy Garoppolo.
I'd be afraid because
you
I know this guy.
You can't tell me that you wouldn't feel better right now, that you wouldn't have the insurance plan
no,
of Jimmy Garoppolo.
Belichick's crazy enough to say, screw it. Don't even worry about rehabbing. We're starting the other kid.
Here's why I think they can't win with anybody other than Brady. Because I think there are three ways this game goes. The Patriots.
Here it comes!
Boy, here we go!
Here it comes!
Come on, give it to me!
Here it comes! Is he there? Is he not there? Is he hurt?
No, wait a second.
Does he have a hand?
Are we gonna do this, or are we gonna do our tweets from
we'll do this first, then we'll do the additional tweets.
All right.
Atta boy, Jeff.
According to Kevin Duffy, this is who I see has it first. Pat's beat writer for Mass Live. Tom Brady is here. Has gloves on both hands.
Let's go!
Atypical for him, as we know. Glove on the left hand, if gloves at all. But normally not gloves on both hands. But Tom Brady at practice, gloves on both hands.
Here's the picture. Mark Daniels put up the picture 51 seconds ago. Tom Brady at practice, and he is wearing a big red glove on that throwing hand.
Tweets from... the Thursday practice before the AFC Championship game.
Yes!
Nice!
What works. Do we got?
Flows. Flows.
Smooth. Really smooth.
Real smooth.
Really smooth.
I don't care that he's there with a glove on. I don't know if he touches the ball and throws one. That's all I need to know. That's
yeah, you don't
tweet.
Care if he's out there running around.
I don't care if it's a five-yarder.
Right?
I don't care if he's out
something.
There. Of course, they
does
always...
Does he catch the ball for himself, or does he have somebody catch for him?
He shouldn't catch the ball for himself anyway. I never did. And I could catch the hell out of it. I catch it behind my back with one hand. But you know why you always have a catcher? Because you don't want somebody stowing your finger. You don't want to get your finger jammed.
Well, you already jammed it. Maybe you can unjam it.
Ugh. You know what actually hurts the worst?
What?
When a center screws up the snap and actually almost breaks one of your freaking fingers and doesn't even happen when you get hit or anything. That happens like every other day in camp. It's awful. Which finger is it? Which hand? I know it's the hand. I know which hand it is now. Hit him in the hands. What do I do with these hands?
We knew it was the right hand before.
Yeah. Yesterday.
We knew.
Yeah.
We knew.
Yeah. We'll see him grab it and throw it.
Well, when it happens, we will find out almost immediately and we'll let you know, Zoe.
Okay.
Red gloves. That's all we know
Big
right now.
Big red Under Armour gloves. Because that's his brand, you know. He's the Under Armour guy.
Maybe they did this for Under Armour.
Maybe he did it for promotional purposes. Yeah. Maybe he's trying to sell us something again today.
Oh, boy.
You devil, you.
We started the day with Zoe telling us that he's concerned about Brady's hand.
I am concerned. Like I said, I want to see him throw it. They always roll hurt people out.
What if he doesn't?
The start of practice. That'd be concerned. Then there's something there. That means he can't
grip just
it.
Because he's able to throw a football, that's like, oh,
woo!
All right, then. I mean, he could still throw a football and still have difficulty doing it on Sunday.
I don't think you're going to get to see him throw. Kevin Duffy says, we didn't get to see Brady throw. I did, however, take this video, and it's a video of him like doing the jogging in the stretching lines.
All right, we saw Brady throwing a practice yesterday in the stadium at the beginning of practice. He was playing the toss.
That tweet make it sound like the media's kicked out already?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they only get a short amount of time at the start of practice anyway. Do you think that they're delaying any throwing? Do you think that's what's going on? Here's what I wonder. Where did they practice yesterday?
In the stadium.
Where are they practicing today?
Grassfield, lower.
Where have they practiced the previous seven practices?
Here's my question. Why? They've been in the stadium for weeks.
Yeah.
Right?
Seven practices in a row, and Reese said.
Okay, and when they're in the stadium, can you see into the stadium from CBS scene and figure out if Tom Brady's throwing a football?
No. No, but you
liar.
Can.
Liar?
No, but listen,
Jim,
hold on.
You
Jim,
can see people throwing
absolutely.
Balls.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's workers that are up in the booths, and people get word you can't see from up. So you can't see the
so
lower practice field from anywhere.
See into
in,
the, no, we can
in
see
the
into the stadium,
building.
The field.
You can see like in the bottom corner, but you can't tell if it's Brady or not throwing.
Dude, you
okay?
can walk right up
no,
to those gates
you can
outside the
numbers.
Pro shop, and you can figure out if Tom Brady's out there throwing a ball. It's way harder to do that out back.
I thought practice was scheduled to be out there anyway. They want to be outside on the grass.
There's a, if you go over to like the Bed Bath & Beyond parking lot, it's a little bit higher. You can sort of see like right down to like one of the end zones.
Remember when Shaughnessy went to the
yes.
Renaissance?
But outside of that, you can't really see in there unless you are working inside the stadium or you have, you know, access to be out there. That's what I want to know. Why are they practicing on the grass fields and not on the turf inside the stadium?
So Zach Cox from Nesson confirms that. Media only allowed to watch warm-ups today.
I got another going from Phil Perry.
Tweets from the Thursday practice before the AFC Championship game.
Media availability was limited to team stretching. Other than pulling at his right pinky very briefly.
Right pinky!
Could have been adjusting his glove.
It's the yeah. right pinky!
This is I'm animal. Quoting
oh,
Phil Perry
God.
Still.
I'm Phil's, not doing this for 5 hours.
Yes,
you're
you are.
Oh, you're doing
yes,
it, mister.
Are. What are we here for?
He
okay,
says,
okay.
Phil Perry says, could have been adjusting his glove. Did not see him pay any extra attention to the hand. So he wasn't walking
you
around
adjust the gloves.
Looking
receivers
at his hand like
that.
He was on acid.
Receivers do that.
No.
In the huddle. They're always playing with their gloves.
Jim. I think it's down to the bone. I think that pinky is down to the bone.
I think he snapped his arm
flesh
off.
Torn away. It's a normal hand
it's
except
a bionic
for just a
arm
bone
now.
Pinky finger.
It's down to the bone. Is what it is.
Wouldn't it be great if Guerrero was at practice? Hey, come on back in.
What does he have for hand?
Hey, let's go now.
I can't keep my hands to myself.
I love this song.
What does Guerrero do for hands? What kind of hand joke?
Selena Gomez, right? Keep my hands
again, most suspicious item of the day. Seven straight practices on the field inside the stadium where the team will play their game on Sunday. Instead, all of a sudden, they go back to the grass out back. What are they hiding?
Grass,
what are they hiding?
Grass better on the legs. Wow.
You play cherry bomb after this?
Hurt so good?
Coming up at 1:30, we've got your chance to get tickets to Sunday's AFC Championship game. Another chance to win tickets at 1:30. Here's Hardy with the headlines.
Sports Hub headlines.
Hand watch. 2018. Tom Brady at Patriots practice today wearing red gloves on both hands, which is not the norm. Usually Brady, if wearing a glove at all, will only be on his non-throwing left hand, but spotted wearing gloves on both hands, and no passes thrown during the very short media portion of practice, which was mostly just jogging around and stretching. More on this developing story coming up as the Patriots prepare for the visiting Jacksonville Jaguars Sunday afternoon in the AFC Championship game. The Bruins got a 4-1 win over the Canadiens last night at the TD Garden. They're right back at it tonight when they visit the Islanders. Judd Zerot, Bob Beers, Dunkin' Donuts Bruins pregame show, 6:30 right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell have a pregame of their own on 100.7 WZLX as they bring us the latest on the Celtics who visit the Sixers tonight. Headlines are brought to you by Bill DeLuca Chevrolet Buick GMC. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Bertrand, you guys do a great job talking sports in the middle of the day.
That's what we try to do here on a sports station in the midday.
It's true.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
gather round.
What the hell is this for?
Handyman.
Baby, I'm your handyman.
This is Guerrero singing this to Brady right now.
I'm not the kind.
Get the handyman back.
Pencil or room. I'm handy with love.
All the hand songs today. You know, we're laughing about it. I'm sorry,
funny.
This is a factor.
It ain't funny.
This matters for Sunday.
You all sit here and you laugh. I'm
Jim's not laughing.
Yeah,
Jim's having a
up.
Stroke
Jim
back
hasn't slept.
There. I've been sleeping better than Jim these last 4 days. Really 24 hours since the hand mask broke.
Has he thrown the ball or not?
Did you sleep last night, Jim? Are you okay?
I slept. I have the angst, though. The angst
you should.
Of a Patriots fan.
You should. I don't think anyone else has it, though. I think
no, everyone's just looking behind. Everyone's booking stuff for Minnesota. You got your tickets to Paisley Park. Everyone's got their hotels. Everyone's doing all that stuff.
Can't wait to go to Minnesota, to go to the Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah.
Super Bowl!
You got to get through Jacksonville.
No, Jacksonville's got to get through us. Like, we're here.
No, from a Patriots perspective, yeah. They got to get through the Jacksonville game to get on to the Super Bowl.
Bring your two-tone helmets up here. Come on up. Sorry.
So I was falling into that trap, too.
I hate their uniforms.
Laughing off the Jacksonville Jaguars.
It's so hard to watch them play really good, solid football with crap uniforms on. It's so hard. Like, wow, look at this World League team. They are really good, though.
Does Jacksonville strike you as a team that they know that Brady's hand is hurt, they're going to get right after
that
thing?
Yeah, I'd grab him. I'd bite it.
Absolutely.
I'd grab him, take him outside, and shut it in the door.
That's what
he's already throwing passes inside, right? He might be out there for show. If he's really hurt and he can't really throw the ball,
yeah, he knows.
They had to have known that already, right? Going out to practice.
Yep.
Right. Yeah.
So you're saying
I'm just assuming,
they're not out there trying to get him to throw. They know if he can throw
it. Yeah, this isn't like an experiment saying, all right, see how you can sling it. They've got to already know.
They
right?
know one way or the other. You're right. You're right about that.
You knew Bledsoe couldn't throw and the bone was floating in there until they put the pin in. So then they shoot it up. Then they dress you up.
Yeah.
No, they know.
They definitely know, which is why they're practicing out in the backfield where nobody can see them, where nobody can be doing their shopping or eating a hamburger at Red Robin and pop outside and look down into the stadium and see if their guy's out there throwing.
Really good burgers there. Tell you what, we gotta thank the Kyle Lynn, though, for a fantastic food drop.
Oh, you think?
Mr. Andy Wong. There's rumors somebody in this room might be hanging out with the Kowloon crew on Sunday.
I heard that. I did hear that rumor.
I heard that.
It's a big group.
Who's in the group?
Oh, God. It's got to be Sarge. Sarge is here. He probably had an appointment here in the building with one of the salespeople.
Sarge wanted to come by and see.
Came by for the free meal. He said, hey there, Sarge, salute to you for making it through that wreck. James Stewart will be there. The Wonger. Sugar Daddy. I tell you what, his food's really good. Thank you very much, Andy.
Yeah, we can tell.
One of the most generous people in the
Chowing all segments.
Yeah. Just very generous.
He is very generous. But when you get the invite to accompany Andy Wong on a game like that, you don't get it directly from
Hardy's
Andy.
Going.
He's like Paulie from Goodfellas.
He's got a guy for that.
It's like
you'll see
he
there,
whispers
to
somebody, and then that guy goes and whispers to someone else, and then a phone call is made, and then that person gets off the phone, they whisper to somebody, comes back and says, Sarge is in. And then Andy just kind of solemnly nods and, you know, plans the next portion of the day.
Then Sarge takes a piece of paper, folds it up, and he goes and he passes it to James Stewart. James says, I'll get it to the next guy. April 7th is WrestleMania this year, April 8th.
This is making me feel even worse, because every time Brady comes up, Zoe tries to bring the conversation somewhere
every
else.
Every time he tries to go somewhere
he's
else.
He's so upset about this.
Because he's legitimately worried about this.
I don't have a...
He's legitimately worried about the quarterback.
I haven't gotten a response from anybody.
And that's why you are concerned. You always get a response.
I usually get the, it's fine.
And no one's willing to tell Zoe that things
fine.
Are fine.
See you Sunday.
You know when Zoe got that he's Sunday. Fine, don't worry about it? Gronk and his ankle before the Giants' second Super Bowl. Even then, someone's like, no, he's going to play, he's fine. This time, you don't even have that. Don't even have that right now. Look at him. Look at this. Look at his face.
I don't know, dude. What are we going to do here? Talk a little Bruins? Fourth line?
So is worried. Worried.
My hand this morning.
Matt, turn this off.
But they're not yours, they are
wait a minute. Do you know this? This is Jewel.
Yeah.
You know what I watch? I watch that show, Frontier Alaska, a lot. Like, I love it. Addicted to it. she's the daughter of like Otz
again,
or one of those guys.
Changing
that live
the
out
subject
the woods.
Again.
She's the daughter
again.
Of this.
He can't
this,
do it.
This man that lives
he
off.
He can't bring himself to talk about this.
He lives off the land. Like she's a hippie. She's like a nomad, like the daughter of a nomad, like lives off the land in Alaska, frontier Alaska. It's like Otz's daughter. Like, wow. Look at you. You became a big star. Nobody fixed your teeth. There you go.
Think Hoyer can hit Cooks on the deep ball?
I'm leaving. Yeah, just hit him in stride. Hit him in his hands.
Oh, no, he can't. Brady can't hit him on a deep ball.
Don't make him stretch or move for it. How about that? What's the spot now?
So it was like anywhere between like 9.5 and 9, and it moved down to anywhere between like 9 and 8. It was like half a point. No, that was as of last night. I haven't checked today. I'll check today.
Why don't you go ahead and check that,
right
Jim?
Now.
Get an answer for us. We'll talk about that on the other side.
Oh, my God.
And
we'll do a jingle that's tweets from the Westgate Sportsbook and Casino.
Yeah, we'll do that. And I also want to
tweets from RJ Bell in Las Vegas.
It's a tough day for Jim already, but I've got something that I know will agitate him.
Oh, good.
And I'm rooting for a particular team to make it to the Super Bowl just to agitate him. If you were listening last week, you know what I'm talking about. We'll pick that up next as well.
Hey, sports fans. Time for the weird,
Zolak,
the wild, Bertrand, and the unexpected.
How's his butt look?
Tight. It looks good.
Good.
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
The Thursday practice before the AFC Championship game.
Okay, what do we have? What's the latest? Latest on Twitter from Jeff
P. Howe? Yeah, I think there's a couple of things. There's a Zach Cox.
What about Chris Kuzik?
He's been all over it, too. The latest from Jeff Howe.
6 minutes ago now. Tom Brady's presence at practice is an encouraging sign. This is a sad tweet already.
This is your co-author.
Yeah.
And my personal friend.
Yeah.
Jeff Howe.
Okay.
They wanted to assess the swelling in the initial 24 hours. So the fact that he is practicing and not getting treatment is, again, a positive indication. I mean, come on. Because he's out there standing on 2 feet?
Yeah.
I don't buy that. It sounds like someone's selling us something.
Encouraging.
Someone's selling us something.
I just don't like that I'm not getting sold anything. That's all.
I'm encouraged. No, I'll back Jeff up on
this. I am not encouraged by Jeff's tweet at all. Even a little bit.
Not the tweet.
I think this
is the fact that he's there.
I think it's absolute 100% gamesmanship.
Bull crap. Yeah, it is gamesmanship, Zoe. So you don't totally agree with that tweet.
I ain't
buying it. You're not buying the tweet.
Not buying him being there.
You're not buying it either.
Nope.
Not buying that.
Wow.
Because they wanted to see the swelling, the fact that he is out there and seen, we're taking that as a positive sign?
Yes.
Holy smokes.
If it's so swollen that he couldn't actually get through the door and leave the house this morning, that's ginormous.
Jim's right.
Like
Jim
novelty
is right.
Hand.
You know once again, doing? Jim Lout is right. He panicked at this news yesterday, and he's right. The more that we learn, the worse it gets.
There's a warrior spirit about me.
Oh, yeah, and he's big on, you're big on the karma. That you know, karma's coming back to bite him.
Look what I'm doing now.
What are you doing?
I'm like taking pictures. I'm taking my phone and I'm blowing up pictures.
This is brutal, whatever it is he's doing.
I'm blowing up pictures of his hand from practice.
You know what you need? You need like a magnifying glass. Are your eyes okay?
No, yeah, look at this.
You need LASIK?
No, look at this.
Got a guy for that.
Look. Look how big his hand is.
It is. It's bloated.
It's huge.
It's swollen.
I'll take a picture.
Oh, Jeff Howe said the swelling's down, right?
Not according to this picture. His hand looks large.
It looks
beat
like,
up.
He looks like the guy that's the bowler from the Inbred movie with the bowlers. Damn it.
Kingpin?
Kingpin.
Inbred?
Whatever.
What? Amish?
Yes. Not Amish that way, but...
What?
I don't know.
Who's inbred?
Them Hicks and PA, whatever.
The Amish.
Yeah. Not Amish people. Look at them. Look his
hand. Who are the Hicks and PA?
Who are the inbreds?
That looks...
Are you excited for Sunday? What time are you going to get there? Do you want a table or not?
According to
Sarge... Or you want to stand in a parking lot for 7 hours? What do you want
to
do?
According to Sarge, we're leaving at dawn, and we're going directly to the broadcast booth, where we're going to watch the game standing right next to you.
We're going to take pictures.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. Excellent.
Are you going to work on your fisting? Because everybody takes the picture with the fist up.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that.
You rooting for Minnesota yet to make it to the Super Bowl, though?
No.
I am.
Why?
Well, number one, I just think it's going to really get under Jim's skin, which is
getting under
great.
My skin.
I mean, that in and of itself, isn't that worth it sometimes, Hardy? Yep. That's just worth it sometimes.
With that stupid skull chant they
That's
got.
Just...
Oh, let's do the clap. Oh, we're Vikings.
I kind of like it.
It's stupid.
I just sort of...
Name three receivers.
Some better news coming out when the details come out, though.
What do you mean?
About the accommodations and how everything's going to work and the advantage versus disadvantage.
Okay, so from this story on Pro Football Talk.
What's the disadvantage for Minnesota to playing in a Super Bowl in their own dome?
Do you like the La Quinta?
No, it's not as much of an advantage as maybe I thought it was.
The plan since the beginning has had the AFC practicing at the Vikings Winter Park facility.
That didn't make sense.
NFC team at the University of Minnesota, with the exception of a scenario in which the Vikings were in the game. In that scenario, Vikings remain in their home facility. ASC goes to University of Minnesota. All 12 playoff teams were given this plan in their NFL playoff guide before the playoffs even started.
Okay.
The NFC team always was designated to use the Vikings locker room and the Vikings sideline. So that will not change. That was the plan from the beginning. The Vikings, though, will see some differences in their stadium. The AFC team will get the benefit of selecting jersey color.
So, hold on, back up a second. The NFC team is going to use the Vikings locker room and sideline?
Yes.
It all sounds advantageous so far.
But that was the original plan, though.
Is there something newer than this than what
I'm reading? But we had assumed that the AFC was going to use the Vikings because they were the home team.
Right,
but
that
before,
was never
this
the
detail
case.
Came out this week.
Yeah, that was never the case.
Day of game, which is BS. Vikings, if they make it, should have to move out of the locker room day of game.
The AFC will pick their jersey color. They will pick their media availability times during the week. Man. They will get first pick of when they want to talk to the media. So the Vikings schedule will be dictated, if they're there.
Use that in a sentence.
Dictated?
Yep.
Will be dictated by the other team.
There you go.
You really like that.
I love it. Now, this is where it becomes...
Like when you say dictator?
Easy decision now...
Never mind.
Listen to me. If the Patriots and Vikings both make it, the decision by the Patriots as to which jersey to wear or not to wear has now become complicated. Even though you're the home team, you could wear white. Patriots' last two Super Bowls, what color did they wear?
White.
White. Last two losses in Super Bowls, what color did they wear?
Blue.
Blue.
Come on.
But if we're going to elect to wear white, that means Minnesota gets to wear their home purple. So why don't
okay,
we...
Okay, but that doesn't really freaking matter.
Wait a minute. If you got a team that's there for the first time, and they're like, oh my God, we're just overwhelmed by everything. We're the home team. Wait a minute. Now we can't wear purple jerseys because the Patriots want to wear blue? We got to wear white in our own stadium? That's weird. That doesn't make sense. That's it. That's a mind screw. Little things, Beetle. The day of Sunday on Super Bowl Sunday is different than any other.
Here's an interesting element.
This is where the Patriots have a massive advantage.
You want something else in here? The number of tickets provided to the two teams in the Super Bowl will remain equal should the Vikings play in the game. Each team will get
the part I was talking about. Yeah.
Each team will get the traditional participating team allocation, and then the host club allocation will get split between the two teams. So if you're hosting and you make it, they make you give up half your tickets to the other team.
Good.
That is based on a 1998 league rule that they put in place if this were to ever happen. In other words, the Patriots or Jaguars will get more tickets for their teams and their fans if it's the Vikings in the game. They'll be getting more tickets back from the Vikings. There will be more tickets for Patriots fans and Patriots season ticket holders, I assume, to get in the event that it's the Vikings. I'm rooting for it for that. I'm rooting for it for Jim Lout to get annoyed. I'm rooting for it because the Vikings being there is a better story. Three of the four teams left are boring, boring teams. And at least the Vikings, this is the team they won with all year long. This is their team. Philly, I don't feel that way. I don't feel that way.
Hmm.
There's just an interesting element to the Vikings being in it and being at home.
Yeah.
And it will be easier for Patriots fans. I'm telling you, it will be easier for Patriots fans to make it to this game because of hotels and because of flights
yes.
and because of tickets ticket availability. It'll actually be better if the Vikings are in the game.
The only one that's going to be tough around is Scott Zolak, who's going to have to learn the names of actual Vikings football
Correct,
players.
Correct, which I do not want to
well,
do.
Well, he's going to work on that. He is.
What are you doing?
He's
busy pictures of Brady's hand.
Taking Shut pictures up. Of his computer screen that has pictures of Brady's hands and blowing them up using. You know, you can blow them up
he
on the computer.
Know how like to do that.
You can,
those won't be distorted at all.
You can enlarge on your computer screen.
He's like an old man. He's wearing the glasses now. He's always using his phone to magnify things.
Does it look like his fingers?
Zoe never sends a picture where the head's distorted from the body, so the size will all be right in proportion, right?
Well, he's isolating the hand.
My TV's tilted, all right?
Is your computer screen perfectly right at a 90-degree angle?
No. He wears I'm not lying. The glasses, the readers are on.
Look at that. Look at that.
He's getting old.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting
He's
old.
Fitty.
Okay. He's depressed today. He's depressed because he knows that Brady's hurt. Look at him. He's a sad boy. Sad boy.
You want a balloon?
Can they win this game without throwing the ball?
You want a balloon?
Yes.
What are you so upset about?
Have you watched the Buffalo playoff game?
Okay, then what are you so upset about?
How about a unicorn balloon?
I want the game to be over. Get over with. Let's start playing it.
Let's go. Up and running.
You want it to be 2:45? Do you want it to be 2:45 on Sunday, or do you want it to be 5:45 on Sunday?
5:45 right now.
He doesn't even want to think about the game.
No, I'm going to think about the game.
Right.
I love this picture of Brady and Bigfoot, though, that was tweeted to us.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Okay, 90 seconds, no commercials. Hardy has headlines.